We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is 8:22? And we are leading up to Hancock and Kelly on KMOX this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Top of the morning.
Hey now.
Did you hear Michael Calhoun's interview with the incoming Speaker of the Missouri House, Representative Dean Plocker?
I heard a little part of it, yeah.
Yes, he is saying that he expects Republicans to revoke local control of the St. Louis City Police Department. I'd love for each of you to weigh in on that.
So, you know, I think it's advisable. You know, the Mayor Slay, who was the mayor for 100 years here, he really insisted that local control returned to the St. Louis Police Department. He fought for that for years and finally succeeded. But we have got a situation now where the leadership of the city, in both in terms of the mayor's office and the circuit attorney's office, are not exactly pro-police, and we've got this massive crime problem. So I think it's appropriate for the state to step in, and I hope they do.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of those things. I worked on the effort to bring local control to St. Louis, worked the campaign. It was successful from a statewide vote. And I truly believe local governments ought to be in charge of their own police departments. Having said that, I'm a city resident. I'm frustrated with the crime. I'm frustrated with the lack of focus on policing. I'm encouraged that the state of Missouri and the legislature is realizing that many of the problems that exist in St. Louis and Kansas City are things that they need to weigh in on. Rather than doing it unilaterally like it sounds like they're doing here, I'd like to see them do it cooperatively. But, you know, that's their prerogative. So I don't know. It's kind of a big nothing answer from me because I'm conflicted in the fact that I really think that local government ought to be in control of their own police departments.
I think that's an okay answer, though, because I'm a city resident, too, and I'm very frustrated with crime. But I don't know that a bunch of people who rotate through Jefferson City are going to have the greatest handle on it.
Exactly, Debbie. And people who see St. Louis as the enemy. These aren't people who are typically coming to find solutions to be helpful. They're usually using us as a political pawn. So I'm encouraged that the legislature wants to help address some of the problems. And boy, do we have them in the cities. I just hope, though, that it's not going to be soundbite politics and it's going to be actually understanding the importance of the St. Louis region and truly wanting to help it rather than just try to cripple it for political purposes.
A couple of things. So Dean Plocker, the incoming speaker, is from St. Louis County. So he's not a stranger to what's happening in this region. And the second thing is, the model here, I think, some years ago, the state stepped in and appointed an interim school board for the St. Louis City. That resulted in the hiring of Kelvin Adams, and that they were St. Louis people. Rick Sullivan used to be at McBride & Sons Home, was the chairman of that effort for the school board, and they were appointed by the state. And, you know, they did a fine job, and they really made some changes in that school district that continue on to this day. And they now have a locally elected school board again, and they have for some years now. So I think that's a good model for what they're thinking about here with the police department.
Let's talk about taxes. We had a number of stories about taxes, especially because who can remember the last time your car went up in value?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. So right. Have fun with that personal property tax bill.
No
I
kidding.
Got mine. It was, anyway. One of the other things, I think it was Dean Plocker who mentioned the $2 billion surplus, Michael Kelly. So there's two schools of thought here. There's a $2 billion surplus. Let's give everybody their $250 check. Or the state has so many things that it can't afford. It can't pay its own state workers. We're last in so many things. Why not fund things that we can't afford?
Well, and let's be honest, tax cuts from a state perspective are minimal. And, you know, they don't amount to much to most of us. But a tax cut is a tax cut. And if the government has surplus, it ought not be taking the money in. The problem is, over the last decade or so, we've made so many cuts in services. We haven't increased the pay of the workers that work for the state. that we find ourselves in this quagmire where we're struggling to make just our daily governmental needs happen. And so I would like to look, the fact that we have a surplus, this isn't going to be something we're going to be talking about 2 years from now. So I'd like to see him use the money to fix some of these problems rather than just handing it out at $200 a pop.
Well, if you're going to use the money, it needs to be for one-time capital spending and not some commitment to an ongoing source of money. For me, this is very similar to the Ram settlement, that if you commit the government to ongoing expenditure because you've got this, you know, pot of money here, what you're going to do in the long term is you're going to spend yourself into a deficit. So if they're going to spend the money, it ought to be on a capital project or transportation, fix some roads. But as a matter of kind of principle, you know, I'm always in favor of giving money back to the taxpayer because I think, that, you know, you have a surplus because of the taxpayers.
Well, we're heading up to the news. And then I understand that at some point this morning, you're going to have a bull rider.
Got the bull rider. He's coming in. He's bringing the bull into the studio.
No, he's not.
Oh,
that's
not.
Bull.
No, that is bull. But yeah, he's coming in. It's Marcus Mast, very famous bull rider.
Are the bull riders here this weekend?
They're here this weekend.
All
they
right.
got 750 tons of dirt coming into the Enterprise Center.
That's fantastic.
I've actually been to the bull riding. It's kind of fun. It's not my cup of tea, but I enjoyed it the time that I went. And it's a lot of fun. It's a good way to spend an evening.
You ever ride one of those mechanical bulls?
No.
I did once for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was it. Well, you only have to do it for how long? What's the...
like 11 seconds or
yeah,
7 seconds.
Yeah, something like that,
or
9
something.
Or something, yeah.
But those mechanical bulls, they're usually controlled by some bouncer-type guy who is usually kind to the women and bucks the dudes in the first 2 seconds.
Well, there you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.